reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? From the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exults in God my Savior, because he has looked upon his lowly handmaid. Yes, from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name, and his mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear him. He has shown the power of his arm. He has routed the proud of heart. He has pulled down princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things, the rich sent away empty. He has come to the help of Israel his servant, mindful of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, of his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back home. The Gospel of the Lord. Blessed is she who believed that the promise made by the Lord would be fulfilled. This response by Elizabeth to Mary's greeting, which we have just heard, is fundamental to our understanding of the great feast day we're celebrating today, of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary's vocation, her destiny, was unique. Here was a devout young maiden, a virgin who was unmarried but betrothed to Joseph, who one day was greeted by the Archangel Gabriel by the words that she is to conceive and bear in her womb the Son of God. Scripture tells us she was understandably puzzled by this greeting, yet she believed what she had heard and consented and cooperated with God's wonderful plan for her, and indeed for us. Mary responds to the wonderful plan God has for her in her beautiful hymn of praise called the Magnificat. Again, we have just heard this. In this hymn, this prayer of praise, she acknowledges the great wonders of God that he has wrought in her for her people Israel, and indeed for his people Israel. And that's the point. It is God's work. It is through his power, his grace, that he has worked in her life and for which she praises God. Through her willing and faithful obedience to God, Mary bore and gave birth to Jesus. She is the mother of our Redeemer. Her cooperation and faithful obedience to God's will, God's plan for her, was extraordinarily fruitful, as well as crucial for our redemption. She cooperated with God's work of salvation, which was accomplished by Jesus, her Son. Mary shows us how obedience to God, the reception of his word into our lives, can make our lives fruitful too. We need to allow God to work through us in whatever we undertake, whatever our vocation in life. If we do that, our lives too will become abundantly fruitful. But there is more. Because she bore Jesus in her womb, she was united to him in a unique way, and that union with her son continued throughout her life on earth. Mary is not only the mother of Jesus, but our mother also. She is mother of the church. She is mother to us, the people of God. It is wonderfully fitting that God would wish to honor the mother of his divine Son, Jesus, by honoring Mary when her earthly life was over, to pass from this life to the next, without her body being subject to decay. And so the mother of Jesus was taken up, body and soul, into heaven. There she reigns as Queen of Heaven, above all the saints and angels. But her involvement in the work of our salvation has not ended, but continues. For as she loved and cared for her son and was present at the birth of the church, so she loves and cares for us and constantly prays and intercedes for us so that we too will attain the eternal life that she enjoys with her son in heaven, which is the destiny Jesus won for us. The fathers of the Second Vatican Council express this most eloquently in these words, and may they inspire us to always seek our Blessed Mother's assistance. They said, "Let us implore that she who aided the beginning of the Church by her prayers may now, exalted as she is in heaven above the saints and angels, intercede with her Son in the fellowship of all the saints. May she do so until all the peoples of the human family are happily gathered together in peace and harmony into the one people of God, for the glory of the most holy and undivided Trinity."